Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
To all who come to our happy place, welcome to the No Guilt Disney podcast, where we have no guilt for our love of all things Disney. Hey y'all, this is Patty, and I'm going a bit rogue over here. Don't tell the others. But I wanted to tell you all about a new episode of my other podcast, The No Guilt Fangirls, that's available now. If I ask you, what you doing? And you know exactly what I mean, this episode is the one that you don't want to miss. I sat down with the creators of Phineas and Ferb, yes, Swampy Marsh and Dan Povenmire, to talk about their new movie airing on Disney Plus this Friday. Phineas and Ferb the movie, Candace Against the Universe, brings the entire gang back for one more summer adventure, and this time, they go to space. Oh, and also, this time, Candace is the main focus, and we are so here for it. Not only were Swampy and Dan available for this chat, but so was Vincent Martella, the voice of Phineas himself. Here's a short clip from the interview, and I'll link to the episode in show notes so you can hear the rest. Don't forget to share the No Guilt Disney episodes with your friends, family, hairdresser, grocery bagger, doctor, or I don't know, stranger you might be socially distancing in line with at the DMV. Because, well, it's no fun to fangirl Disney alone. Bye, y'all.
And when we finally got Vincent Martella for Phineas, that was the hardest casting we had in the entire show. There were because it was so hard to find somebody whose voice sounded optimistic and positive without sounding either nerdy or false.
Or arrogant.
Or arrogant. Bad. It's like there's a very fine line there. And we actually cast that twice with two other people and then put it together and found out it did not work. And I think that,
they all had a lot of the reason the show's accidents.
Yes.
Well,
they all disappeared.
We promised not to talk about that.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the success of the show rests on Vincent and Ashley's performances. I think that they're so good, and Vincent's voice makes him so likable from the very beginning. The first time kids see that voice, or see that character with that voice, he's a likable character. He's cool without being aloof. He's smart without being nerdy. He's everything because of that. And then Ashley playing off of that was fantastic.
And it was that one line, "Aren't you a little young to be a roller coaster engineer?" And yes, I am, can either sound like, yeah, jerk, of course I, or it can sound like thank you.
Yeah.
Vincent Reed made that so clearly sound like thank you.
Yeah.
That just like, oh yeah, okay, we're done.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of both of you to say. I appreciate that.
We weren't gonna tell him that, Dan. Why did
we
ignore that? It's been over 10 years.
Now he's gonna want more money for the sequel.
Yes, it's been over 10 years. They never said something so nice about me.
Well, we want to keep his head to a regular size.
All right. The next question is from Sarah Lump's sister, Val, who happens to be a public school teacher. So when summer vacation finally ends, will Phineas and Ferb be attending in-person school or doing virtual learning at home?
First of all, thank you for being a teacher. My daughter's a teacher, and that's just the coolest gig.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't know. If we were doing the series right now, we would probably do a bit about quarantine. I think that would be something that I'd like to explore what they would do during that time. I think hopefully by the time anything that we would make now would be done, hopefully quarantine will be over. That's like knock on wood. but we did do an episode where everybody was sick and they did a Zoom call together. It was sort of before Zoom actually existed, but
everybody's posting on social media like we're some sort of future prediction wizards.
Yes. So I think it would be interesting to see how they would handle being stuck in the house. I think that would be a fun episode to write.
All right, and our last question of this Q&A comes from Megan Harrell. She wants to know, how intentional were all the jokes that went over kids' heads? Like examples, you know, jokes about Alexa technology, misunderstanding humans, grammar jokes, and were these put in just for the parents? And if so, she wants to say thank you.
Well, two things. I think many of the jokes that you think are going over the kids' heads probably aren't. But the truth is, Dan's always said that, we do these things just to make each other laugh. It's a bunch of people sitting in the room trying to make each other laugh. So we just never take out a joke because we specifically think that the kids might not get it. Yeah. It's okay that there's stuff in there for the parents and the grandparents and the older siblings and the aunts and uncles. We leave those in. But I also think the kids get a lot more of them than people think they're going to.
And also we try to put in as many jokes as we can so that if the kid doesn't get a joke, they don't have time to get bored. There's another joke coming for them in 5 seconds. So we always try to do that. And, you know, and kids love jokes about the intricacies of grammar. We found that that's like
absolutely
a big
thing.
That's true.
The Star Wars crossover episode, kids just love Tom Stoppard references.
Yes, exactly. I
know. They don't.
Well, we want to thank you for coming and listening to us blather on about this and that, which is our favorite thing to do.
And thanks for being fans of the show and for watching it with your families and for everybody who's supported us all these years. Genuinely, thank you for giving me the opportunity to keep doing this job for so long.
Yeah, thank you guys for, you know, spending summer with us. This has been really, really fun. It's been a lot of time and love has been put into the show. So I hope everyone loves the movie, and thank you for letting us keep making you guys laugh.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.